comes back down to really knowing what you want. What do you want to do with God this year? What's your focus? What's your vision? Have you written it down? Do you know exactly what you want to do? What's the desire in your heart? Like, do you want a fellowship? Do you want a laborer? Where do you want it? You know, what has God put in your heart? Have you got any plans to fellowship, to travel, to learn anywhere? Like, has God put things in your heart to do, to be a part of stuff, to move, to grow? Are you doubling down on the things that you know to do? Have you become complacent in anything that you're doing? It's like doing a checkup from the neck up, you know, and it's we're examining ourselves whether we're in the faith, like Paul says in Corinthians, you know, examine yourself whether you're in the faith. In other words, look at what you're doing. Are you procrastinating? Are you mentally assenting, or are you walking with faith? So mental assenting is that we know what we like to do and we talk about what we like to do, but we never get around to do anything to move towards that. And that's why I love Habakkuk 2:2. It says, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. And if you write anything down, you will find that it will actually come to pass and happen. What you commit down is established, will become established. And then if you look at it every day, you know, go over your goals every day, write the things down every day, the things that you desire in this year and within a day, within a month, within a year of what you want to do. And you'll find that your vision and goals can change. Yeah. Until the point where you think, no, this is a study. It stands out what you actually really want to do in your heart and what you've written down. And then you ask God for the wisdom to move towards those things, you know what I mean? And then practicing the things that you're encouraged. Like, that's very important. Like, with your whole heart, making God first in every area. You know, ask God, where are you not first? Where can I sharpen up in these things? Even though I know I'm saved by grace, so I'm not earning my salvation. Because I know I'm saved by grace. There's nothing I have to do to earn your favor in my life. But to see the manifestations of your blessings, I know it does require a focus and an obedience, right? Because obedience is doing what God shows you to do. And God could be showing you what to do through your minister or through another believer or someone inspiring and saying something, right? But, you know, it's got to put things in your heart to do, and you can doubt them. Or you can think, well, yeah, that is good, but I can't do that because of. And you've got to remember that because of is the failure for a lot of people, because they look at something. I can't do that because I haven't got the money. I can't do that because my partner don't believe. I can't do that because people are not on the same wavelength as me. So we can put the blocker there. Now, it may be potentially a blocker, and it's just like that diagram. Remember, you got your lines. At the top, you got your goal. Down the bottom, you got you. And you want to get you up on the same level as your goal, right? Oh, I can't get up there because I haven't got the money, or I haven't got the open door, or I haven't got the resources, I haven't got the connections. We can make it. There'll always be an excuse not to do what we can really do. Because if we see it there and we decide we're going to get ourselves on the same level as our goal with God, and we decide we're going to go for it, then God will make a way for us to get to that point. He'll make a way for you to get to that point. So you're trusting God, right? I'm going to move. I want a fellowship, so I'm going to begin the fellowship. And I think to explain this will help people understand why I said just begin your own Zoom fellowship, even if no one comes. You want people, right? So you've got to start somewhere. Well, I'm not going to start the Zoom fellowship because I haven't got anyone. Start it. Start teaching it. Start record. You can record your teachings and save them. Or you can send them over to me. I'll stick them on the website, right? This is what I say to people. If you want to send them over, I can stick them on the website. You're not wasting your time. You're actually practicing, you know? And in your mind, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to share now. Even though there's no one physically there, someone could be potentially listening to this. So what would I share with those? What has God put in my heart? And then you just share. And then you just share like you've got loads of people there. And then you'll start to visualize people being there. Right, if you can get in your mind that someone's listening to you, if you was to do your when you do your sharings, what do you think when you do your sharings? Do you think that someone's listening to you, or do you get in your mind you think, yeah, Laura listened to this, so and it helps you stay focused with what you're sharing, even though you don't know what you're going to say? So you'll have someone there, right? So that's what you've got to do. God, give me the mind picture of people listening to me, people going, oh, yeah. In the crowd, they're listening. You're looking out in the crowd, and they're like, Brilliant, Becky. Oh, praise God. Oh, amen to that. Hallelujah, sister. Like, you're really sharing it. You see what I'm saying? So that's the picture you need in your mind, because that can become the reality. And that's where the saying comes from. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand, right? So, and that goes along Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the title deed to the things that you desire. Yeah. In other words, you may not physically see it in your life right now in front of you, but if you can see it in your mind and then speak that way that it's yours, yeah, and get the feeling and emotion that it's yours, and see yourself possessing the thing that you desire, you will manifest it. God will make that happen. He'll make a way for that to come to you. That's faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. What's to live by sight? Sight is to live by the knowledge of what we know, rather than being led by God and what He's shown us that we should focus on and listen to and know in that moment in time. So the just shall live by faith, not by sight. We're not going by what we can see in the senses realm. Well, I got to see it before I can believe it. No, that's not faith. Faith is that you see what you desire in front of you before you manifest it. And then you can hold that image in mind. And then you just keep thanking God. Father, I thank you. This is mine. And you see yourself rejoicing. You see yourself speaking to people and praising God in front of people. You can see it. Yeah, I pray for this and I got it. Even though you haven't physically got it right now, you have to see that and play it out in your mind so it becomes real. And then you'll get the emotion of it. Yeah. You'll get the feeling. Yeah, this is really, you'll believe it's really yours. And God gave me an example of that faith when I lost my passport in India. And I'm sat there, and Rasu said, "Just go pray." And so I sat down and I prayed. And I was sat like this with my hands and my palms up like this, just sat like that. I was like, "God, I really need that passport because I'm screwed otherwise. I won't be able to make my way home. I won't be able to get to Delhi. And how am I going to get anywhere to get the paperwork because everything's shut? So, God, I really need that passport." And I felt it in my hand. I literally felt that part. I had a picture of it in my mind come into my hand. And all of a sudden, I felt like someone physically put that right in my hand. And I opened my eyes and looked down. I'm thinking, no, silly me. You know what I mean? And then I kept my eyes closed. And over there was my jacket where I had the passport in originally. And it was in the top pocket. And I thought, oh, it's in the top pocket. I seen it in the top pocket again. So I opened my eyes and looked up my head this way where my jacket was hanging. Obviously, it wasn't there, right? Then the knock on the door. Okay, people have come. They brought food. And then Raj Sutton done his call. No, we haven't found anything yet. And then he got a phone call back saying that they found it. He said, "This is a miracle." Like, you know, and it was. But God was showing me, you've seen it. You held it in your hand mentally, in your imagination. You held that in your hand. You actually physically felt it in your hand, even though it wasn't there. That was all the indications that it was going to, you already got it back. It's already yours. So you've got to see it in your mind. You can hold it in your hand, and it's real true. That saying that was spoken. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it. You've got to focus. And this is why it takes focus. And focus isn't looking without, it's looking within. So the kingdom of God is within, it's not without. The whole kingdom of God is wrapped up within that spirit of God in you. So people look up to the heavens, yeah, but really the kingdom of God is within. The answers and the solutions and the healings is all within. And that's why we need to get quiet. And then focus within, you know, where the Spirit of God is. The Spirit of God dwells in you right now. And God's is Spirit. And God's Spirit, because He's Spirit, yeah, teaches your spirit, the Holy Spirit within you. And your spirit teaches your mind, because God hasn't got direct access to your mind, right? If He had direct access to your mind, so could Satan have direct access to your mind, yeah? So the only way they can come in is through by way of words, images, pictures, and actions of things that you see or hear, right? So God's spirit teaches your spirit. Now, you know, Jesus said, "You need no man teach you, because I will send the Comforter and He will lead you into the all truth." The Comforter is the Holy Spirit that you've received. That's the Comforter, right? And that's the spirit that will teach your mind. And then as you receive those words that are coming to you and act upon them, then you get God's power manifested. You get the answers to prayer. You get the right direction. You get the blessing. You get the favor. You see, that's how it works. The greatest secrets, the keys of the kingdom. Like when Jesus said to the disciples, because they come and asked him, Why are you speaking to these guys in parables? He said, because seeing they can't understand and hearing they can't hear. But to you, I give the keys of the kingdom. Why? Because they come and ask. They really wanted to know. So people that really want to know will get the answers, right? He says, so to you, I give the keys of the kingdom. I'll explain the parable to you. You'll understand. They won't understand because they don't really want to know. You want to know. So we don't waste our words. And Jesus says, you don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't waste your words on people who are going to trample it underfoot. The reason why you wouldn't get pearls and cast it amongst the swine, because they're going to tread it into the dirt of the ground, right? And that's what people do with God's words. When we speak to them, they're not receiving them gladly. And that's why we have to receive them gladly. So if I give you pearls, yeah, and you go like that, and you chuck them, you haven't received it gladly. But if I give you pearls, you'd be like, wow, you're going to take good care of it, right? So the words that even I'm speaking now, you should take good care of that in your heart and then meditate upon those things that are being said and then take it to God. And okay, God, is what Lawrence saying there from you? And, you know, show me how this works, show me how to practice this and implement it and getting in that relationship with God. You know what I mean? And we don't have to ask God for things all the time as well, but God does say, ask. And you shall receive, seek, and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be open unto you. But we've got to ask in faith when we're asking. If you're going to ask God anything, don't go there with any doubts. You're going to ask God something, and the first thing you got to remember when you go to God is that He hears you, right? And it says in Hebrews 4:16, I think, is let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that you might find mercy to help in the time of need. So the throne of grace, it says, let us therefore come boldly. That means fearlessly. Before the throne of God's favor, yeah. So when you go to God, you're asking God for a favor. God, can you do me a favor? Because I need mercy and I need you to do the work in this time because I don't know what to do. I'm coming to you. I need finances. I need resources for this particular thing, whatever it is you're going to him for, right? And then it says, without faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. So it brings it back to the faith aspect. So we go boldly to the throne of grace. That's God's favor. And we're saying, God, I need a favor of you. You know, like when you ring me up, Laura, could you do me a favor? Could you lend me £50? Yeah. And I say, hold on, let me have a look at my bank account. Yeah, I can lend you £50. Not a problem. I'll pay you back so and so. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. So I've done you a favor. You come boldly to me. You had a need and you thought I might have the supply. And I did. So I helped you. So God's always got the supply. And he says, my God, Philippians 4:19, but my God, Paul says, shall supply all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So all the riches that we can get from Christ, through what he accomplished, is everything. Basically, God owns all the gold. He owns all the silver. He owns all the cattle. He owns everything. Yeah. And when we go to him, to his throne of grace, to ask favor, do you think God's going to say no? He's not going to say no, because it says in Corinthians that all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen in Christ. That means a yes and amen means yes and yes. So all the promises of God in Christ are yes and yes. God is saying, I'm going to say yes. Yes to you. The only thing that stops you from getting is not God. He's faithful. Is your faith. It's where you're thinking, well, is it possible? How is he going to do it? Where is it going to come from? We don't know anyone. So how can we get anything from anyone? How can God supply me if he hasn't got an avenue to bring it through? Well, God is the way maker. God makes a way where there seems no way, right? And he opens doors that no man can shut, and he closes doors that no man can open. All things with God are possible. All things. He didn't say, when you look at the word all, is either with exception. He doesn't say all things are possible except. He said all things without distinction. There's no distinction on it. So all things are possible with God. And so whatever you desire when you pray with faith. You want an abundance, say, Father, would you do me a favor? Would you give me some extra finances? Could you prosper me in this time? Because there's debts and there's things. And maybe I haven't managed my money so good, but I know that you don't judge me upon that. But I know that you can supply me. And I've sown my seed also. But I know that you're a God of goodness. Could you do me a favor? Could you know? But you've got to expect to receive, and you're looking for it. You're looking for it. So you've got to then see yourself rejoicing that he's given it to you. So that takes practice. Just like your confession takes practice, you know. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the things that you've you continually think about, you're actually practicing thinking about those things. And if it's on the negative side all the time, which it is, which I can see right from some of the things you said, then I'm thinking, yeah, obviously then you're practicing that without realizing that you're actually practicing that worry, fear, and doubt, because you keep rehearsing it, right? So what, when I talk about being an actor, what do actors do? They rehearse their roles. So they've got to come into character. So if I'm Jim Carrey, say I was going to play Jim Carrey, we're doing a story of Jim Carrey, then I'm going to start thinking about him and really seeing my facial expressions as his, even though my face is totally different. But I bet you I could portray his face. All of a sudden, that his face would take shape in mine, right? Because of the realness and the belief behind it that I really am Jim Carrey. Even though I got black hair, well, he's got black hair. Even though I got brown skin, I could, like, I got the tooth, right? Just shaved the beard off. I could actually get into character. And after a while, people can start to look like the character they're playing. You think, yeah, yes, he does actually look a little bit like him, doesn't he? Because we're a bit like a chameleon in a sense, right? If we really believe something. And it's like, so the power of faith is amazing. And so you need to get your faith up. You need to practice the mental images of seeing yourself holding in possession the thing that you desire from God. And then you'll see it actually manifest. And when it manifests, you'll be surprised. But then you won't be surprised because you've already believed that you've got it. Well, I'm not surprised. I knew I was going to get it because I was already living it in my mind. See what I'm saying? So that's the point that you can really get to in your mind, in your thinking. Like when I go business class, it's there. Like when I say, God, I need the business flight. I really want the business flight. I think it's mine. And I see myself in that business chair every time, and the money comes around for it. You've got to see yourself doing that. You really got to, you've got to believe. People say you're nuts and crazy. Money's my servant, so I can do exactly what I want with it. You can have whatever you desire if you pray and believe. You know, and if you put God first, he will give you the desires of your heart. So instead of sitting there worrying about everything, which you do, you know, you've got to stop that and start refocusing your mind, train your mind to visualize the life that you desire. You've got to train your mind to see that you're already living it in your mind. Yeah. If you can live it in your mind and you can talk and feel that emotion of it, yeah, then you will manifest it. Don't matter what anybody else said, you can't blame it on anyone else because you can focus. You can see, right, yeah, I'm actually doing this. I'm actually living this life. I'm actually mixing with the people I want to mix with and doing the things I want to do, you know? And you don't have to put faces to anything, but you can put places and you can put things in the things that you desire and want, yeah? Seeing your kids being happy, seeing you being celebrated and respected, see yourself being respected, see yourself people coming to you for advice and they really value your opinion. And see yourself being taken serious and respected and loved because you've got to see that. Because if no one else is seeing it, then it's not going to happen, you know, that from them, but it can happen from you. So we make our reality with God. So God's working all these great things and desires in our heart. It's all about the faith. That's the only thing that pleases God. And God supplies the faith through the heavenly words and through his direction. All we got to do is take it seriously and get focused with it. And we can achieve our goals with God. And we got to get on the same level as our goals. In other words, instead of having excuses and us being at the bottom where we are, and at the top is our goal, and we got to get onto the same level as our goal, we think, well, I can't because I haven't got the money or I haven't got the resource, or I haven't got the connections. You got to take that out and use your faith. See yourself doing it, and God will make the way for you to have the connections, the open doors, the finances, the resources. See, God makes that way. He supplies all of our need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. He is our sufficiency in all things, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. All he requires is us to believe and to believe his promises, which are yes in Christ and amen. God is saying, yes, I'm not saying no to anything you want. And he wants you to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to be above and not beneath. And he wants his blessings to chase you down and overtaking you. You know what I mean? He's very happy. Oh, look at my blessings. Oh, they're getting off the picky. Oh, they've overtaken her. You better turn around and come back and bless her. And that's what he'll do. You know, and he'll do that for anyone who has the simple faith. Keep it simple and get rid of religious thinking. You've got to earn something. You haven't got to earn nothing, baby. You've got to believe for whatever you desire. And when the words come, you believe those words, you get it in your heart, you synchronize it with your mouth, and you keep it in your thoughts, and then you declare it and you give thanks to God. Okay, so that's what I was going to share.